and I try.
Okay. Do you ever use Mike Could? I might could do it.
Yeah, I might do it.
How about Mike Could do it?
No.
Well, that doesn't sound right. And the opposite of ought to is what? He ought to do it, you might say, and the opposite of that would be he
will do
or
it.
Or ought.
He ought to do it.
All right. And these little birds, now we're getting around some animals that non-domestic critters. Starting out though with some birds, a kind of bird that lives up in a, you see them in the barn sometimes.
Barn swallows.
And these are big things that are supposed to be able to see in the dark.
Owls.
And now what different kinds of owls are there around here?
Well, we have what they call a screech owl, and then we have what they call a hoot owl. The two of them.
Okay. And this bird gets up on a tree and...
Peckerwood.
All right. And the kind of a little animal that has gives off a terribly bad smell is a...
Polecat.
And if you were going to talk about all these animals that cause trouble on a farm that aren't domestic animals, you might call them just a bunch of...
regular nuisance.
Yeah, or bar...
How's it?
Do you ever use the word varmint?
Yes. What kind of varmint was that that got your chickens?
Okay. All right. And these animals that run up in trees are called?
Squirrels.
Now, what different kinds of these are there?
Well, there's a gray squirrel, and there's a fox squirrel, and there's flying squirrels.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about the ones that stay on the ground?
And ground squirrel.
And did you ever hear of anything that another name for a kind of a gray squirrel, kind of a special gray squirrel that moves around very fast?
Well, now there's sort of a reddish squirrel that's bigger than the regular squirrel.
Yeah.
And they're called, I believe it's a fox squirrel.
Uh-huh. Is there a kind of squirrel they call a boomer?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of a boomer.
Not around here.
Okay. Now these things that have hard shells and you open them up and sometimes there are pearls inside, those are called...
They're mud turtles, aren't they?
Yeah. Now these have pearls inside sometimes.
Oyster?
Yeah. Now you mentioned mud turtle. What's the other kind of animal very similar to that?
Tarpon.
Right, and the tarpon lives just on land.
Yeah.
All right. And these things that you see down around, seem down in little ponds, and they make a croaking sound.
Frog.
And then the big ones are called?
Bullfrog.
And the little bitty ones that just get about that big are called? Well, they're only about that big.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a little frog that hollers in the spring, first thing.
Yeah.
I forget what we call them. Then there's a tree frog, you know, that hollers some.
Uh-huh. But you call the tree frog and the spring frog two different things?
They're separate. Yeah.
Or rain frog?
No, yeah. I've never heard them called.
But you have heard of the other two.
Yeah.
The tree frog and the...
The bullfrog, you know, he hollers coarse.
Uh-huh.
But the little frog just almost sings in the spring, you know, just makes a round noise all the time.
Uh-huh.
I forget just what we call him now.
Now, there's still another kind that always stays on land. It's kind of brownish.
Toad.
Yeah. And then these things you dig for bait, they're called?
Fishing worms.
Or how ever call them anything else?
Red worm.
All right. And we talked about these things that make these things up in the in the ground. We were talking about them before. They kind of swim backwards. They have shells, crawfish. Yeah. Now, do you ever